الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى. ما بعد، just before we begin the درس إن شاء الله تعالى, just a little correction. The program is called La Cal. It is not Li Cal, it is La Cal. And we said that L is from learn, A from act, and C-A-L is from call. Learn, act, and call. LACAL is a program for teaching the proper understanding of Islam, Aqeedah, all the way through the Ibadah, the worship, Tafsir, and some other fields like Faraid and others. We begin with the Aqeedah in Lakal. And whenever we speak about Aqeedah in Lakal, we speak about the fundamental principles of the Kareed. As for the principle of Tawheed al-Rububiyya and the principle of Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and the Asma and Sifat, and then we go to the other fields of Aqeedah. So our concern is about the knowledge of Islam, the ilm. In regard to the Aqeedah issues, going to be on Sundays. The Aqeedah is going to be on Sundays. At the same time that we are going to teach in Sadaqa group, and it's going to be a book called Himayatul Aqeedah, or the Protection of Kareed. The Protection of Kareed. And as for so we have Sundays, we have the Aqeedah. Mondays we have the Fiqh, which is the worship. And Tuesdays we are going to have the Tafsir of the Quran. And when we talk about Tafsir, we mean the proper understanding of the Quran whenever we read the Quran or listen to the Quran. So inshallah ta'ala, this is going to be our principles. In the fiqh issues, as we are today on Monday, in the fiqh issues we are going to talk about, beginning with the tahara, the purification. Beginning with the tahara, which is the purification. And then we move to the prayer and the like. The fasting, the etc. until the end of the issues that we have and we are going to conduct. On the tafsir, we're not going to do as what you hear in the room sometimes, the English translation of the meanings of the Quran. No, but we are going to extract the benefits from every ayah. And we are going to summarize the books, the like of Ibn Kathir, Ibn Jarir and Qurtubi as well. We'll give you the summarization of that to give you a proper understanding of the tafsir and how the Sahaba dealt with it. We're going to begin every day on at 5 p.m. Saudi time, inshallah. And today, as the first day, we began with the program Lakal. I wish that we take it first of all as the first meeting. Yeah, and if you have anything you want to say or to ask about, to know, you raise it now for about 10 to 15 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Naam, Aishik Abu, go ahead. The Sira classes are going to be on Saturdays. We're going to continue. This is part of Lakal, the Sira, because we have to teach the people some of the biography and also the some of the positions of the Sahaba. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to have that on Saturdays. Is there any other question? Okay, Salih bint Islam. Taib, okay, you can ask any question now for just about 10 minutes, inshallah, and then we're going to close down. And the class is going to be about 45 minutes, but just today, because we are in the first class in this semester, we're going to have it as a kind of introduction, inshallah. Introductory to Salih bint Hashim. Go ahead. Salih says, can a sister go out without a mahram after Maghrib to seek knowledge without a mahram? She has none. If she is in a secure area, then yes, because going out without a mahram after Maghrib is not forbidden. Yes, it is not recommended, but as long as it is safe for her, or she goes with some other sisters which can be safe for them, then yes. But whenever it is not safe, then it is forbidden. Even if it is to seek the knowledge. Wallahu a'lam. Shayma, go ahead. Salih continued saying, can someone give hasad to someone for seeking Islamic knowledge? Yes. Yes. The Prophet said, لا حسد إلا بثنتين. رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته. ورجل آتاه العلم فهو يقضي به بين الناس. The Prophet is saying that hasad is not found except in two cases. A man whom Allah Ta'ala gave him grace and wealth, and Allah Ta'ala made him to spend it for the sake of Allah. And the other is a man that Allah Ta'ala gave him ilm, so he use it to judge between the people. Nah. Is it better to conceal your seeking knowledge, not really, but it is better that you keep saying the dhikr, the remembrance that Allah Ta'ala protects you with, like the one in the morning, the evening, like that. And na'am. أهل الحديث _1. أم شيماء say, I have just prayed and became confused about the rak'at. I don't know if I prayed 3 or 4, but I have completed as 4, and I began making the second tashahud, but then I stopped. I stood up because I thought I had already did that. What should I do? Right, if the person is praying, or if the person is doing any worship, and he had, and he forgot. Anything of the worship, like this case in the prayer, the sister forgot if she prayed 3 or 4. If it is within the parameter of salah, then we say you take 3, because this is the affirmed number. The 4th rak'ah is not affirmed. And if it is in regard to tashahud, then you have to sit down and do the tashahud, because you're not sure you've done it or not. But if you're sure, then that is a different case. If you forgot during the salah, if you forget when it's within the salah, then you pray to do the sahw after salam. If the doubt comes after you finish the salah, oh, I don't know, I prayed 3 or 4, then we say you cancel this and make it 4 finished, because the doubtfulness came only after prayer. And the like with all other worships, Allahu A'lam. Bilal, go ahead. Sometimes when I want to engage in writing an Islamic article or do da'wah, I feel that my intention is not sincere. What can one do to make sure that one's intention is only to seek Allah's face? Also, is it permissible to join intentions like wanting to improve writing skills and therefore writing an Islamic article, as to also get reward from Allah? Well, first of all, writing articles is a great and big responsibility. You are writing on behalf of Allah. So you got to be somebody who has knowledge. So you don't write something wrong thinking that it is right. And then you're going to be questioned for that and punished. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. And do not follow and do not do what you have no knowledge of, as hearing, sighting and heart, all are going to be questioned. In regard to the intention, if you have like this kind of feeling, this just do the worship, don't look at it, this is from shaitan. Wallahu alam. Bilal, and this, okay, we have Muhammad, would be the last question, inshallah. Bilal says, Assalamu alaikum, can you give fatwa on the combing of hair, or if you can have hadith in hair? Jazakallah khair. Locks in hair, dreadlocks in hair. Well, combing, the Prophet ﷺ used to comb his hair, but not quite often. And in regard to the dreadlocks, he ﷺ used to have two dreadlocks of his hair. And you can see that in the books like Shama'il or Mukhtasar Shama'il for Imam Tirmidhi and the like. Wallahu a'lam. Muhammad, you please post your question quickly. Inshallah, I will try to be on tonight. That is the plan, and Allah knows best what's going to happen.